today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about being responsible in Islam. Today, Monday, is the 23rd of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose chapter At-Takathur from the Holy Quran to listen and learn more about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ألهاكم التكاثر.
Competition in worldly increase diverts you. Until you visit the graveyards. No, you are going to know. Then, no, you are going to know.
كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين.
No, if you only knew with knowledge of certainty.
لترون الجحيم.
You will surely see the hellfire.
ثم لترونها عين اليقين.
Then you will surely see it with the eye of certainty. Then you will surely be asked that day about pleasure.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The last verse in this surah denotes that on doomsday we will be questioned about the bounties we have incurred. Abu Hanifa asked about the meaning of bounty, and Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "It refers to us, Ahlul Bayt, for whom Allah has given His servants bounties and made them united after they were diverse and joined their hearts together in brotherhood after they have been enemies with each other. And He has guided them to Islam through us. And this is the bounty that will not cease." And Allah asks them about the right of the bounty which He has given them and guided them to Islam by us.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa'ta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
Yes, during a few last episodes of today's special, we talked about being responsible in Islam. Now the continuation of that. If man wastes blessings and bounties without taking any advantage of them, undoubtedly he will be held responsible for them on the resurrection day. Accordingly, man must be aware of his responsibility. He must feel a responsibility to Allah on the resurrection day. Thus Allah the Almighty will hold him to account on the day for the wealth that he gave him and how he obtained and used it. Did he obtain it through lawful means like agriculture, industry, trading and the like, or through unlawful ways like deceiving others, robbery, oppression and the like? If he earned it through unlawful actions, his lot will be punishment and torture. If his wealth was gained through lawful means, most surely Allah will reward him and be pleased with him.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are with you with an episode on responsibility and accepting our responsibility in this life and this world. Whatever we do, if it is not haram or prohibited, is considered as ibadah. Because we do follow instructions of our Lord. In that case, whenever we go to a market, to do shopping for our family would be considered as ibadah because we are responsible for doing that. Once we try to find halal food in a non-Muslim society or start eating with saying Bismillah in the name of Allah will also be considered as ibadah as we remember Allah in these acts. We know that remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main purpose of all ibadah or worships. Secondly, our responsibilities to Allah's creations or creatures can also be classified into three categories, such as our responsibility to oneself, responsibility to other men, and our responsibility to other living and non-living creatures. We are, as for the first one, we are firstly responsible to our own self. We should be careful about good and bad for ourselves. The life given to us is an amana, is a trust by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an amana. We cannot do anything harmful to our life. We cannot kill ourselves. At least we are not allowed, Islamically speaking. The Quran states, and do not kill yourselves. Surely Allah is the most merciful to you. Surah An-Nisa, ayah, verse 29.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Getting organized is one of those habits that if you want to be a more responsible person, you should take care about. Responsible persons are typically organized. They are not necessarily type A, but definitely have their act together when it comes to planning and scheduling. Being organized comes more naturally for some than others. For some people, it's been ingrained in them since college, maybe even earlier. A day planner is a great way to stay on point with tasks, be it daily, weekly, or monthly. Even longer-term project planning can be broken down in a planner. It can also be color-coded for social versus work obligations. This traditional method is great for visual-minded people. You can also utilize a wall calendar or whiteboard to help you stay organized. We talked about our responsibility toward Allah. We talked about our responsibility to ourselves, and today we are responsible to other creations. We are also responsible to other creations, including birds, animals, living and non-living things, nature and natural resources, and so on. We are not permitted to kill nor destroy them without a permissible cause. If anyone does it, he or she will be punished. Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "A woman entered the hellfire because of a cat that she tied down. She neither fed it nor let it free to eat the insects of the earth until it died." There are many pieces of evidence from Quran and Hadith. Tell us to protect them, use them properly, and preserve them for the next generation. Once a person can understand his responsibilities and duties in this life, he or she can perform these properly. It is a duty for a Muslim to understand what has been prescribed by Islam for him or her. We can guide ourselves on the right path towards a successful life in both worlds.
Were you responsible in this society, or you just came to eat, drink, enjoy, have fun, and then you go? This is the life of animals. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ Animals, they are worried about their food and their drink. But we are different. We have been endowed with a responsibility. God said this responsibility, asked the universe to undertake this responsibility. They failed. إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. We said to the mountains, to the heaven, to the earth, take this responsibility. They declined. They said, sorry, we can't. فأبين. Why? The mountain is not strong enough. The mountain physically is stronger than you and me. The earth is not strong enough. It is. But when it comes to the spiritual capacity, you are stronger. You have more capacity. You are bigger. You are bigger than mountains. You are bigger than the earth. You are bigger than the oceans. They don't have that spiritual capacity.
A Inshallah, we continue on this topic. So be with us on the next episode of today's special. For now, our time is over. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi,
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي